Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Today's topic, Bitcoin black market spike. That's correct, Bitcoin black market spike. And this is going on in Nigeria right now. We find this article from BitcoinTelegraph.com written by Maria Hullett. It says Bitcoin selling at 36% premium in Nigeria. In the wake of the recent ban on Nigeria banks, the article states, servicing of crypto exchanges, Bitcoin's price in the country has seemingly spun out of control. It's been roughly 11 days since the Central Bank of Nigeria banned all regulated financial institutions from providing services to cryptocurrency exchanges in the country. At the risk of stiff penalties, all banks and institutions were directed to close crypto-related firms' accounts immediately. So there you have the attempted banning of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in the face of intense consumer demand. Because the cryptocurrency competes with fiat currency, the government steps in and tries to ban it. So what happens? Well, the article states, in the wake of the controversial move, public interest in Bitcoin in Nigeria continues to outstrip other countries. According to the latest available data from Google Trends, even more stark is the hefty 36% premium on Bitcoin's price as of the time of this writing. So the government attempts to ban Bitcoin by making it illegal for financial institutions to deal in cryptocurrency. But what does that do? It simply sparks more interest amongst consumers in Bitcoin. Hey, what's this thing they're trying to ban? And with more interest, more demand follows. So they are effectively increasing the demand for Bitcoin at the same time that they are reducing the available supply by not allowing institutional investors and financial institutions to deal with Bitcoin. So we have a reduction in supply, an increase in demand, and naturally a price spike follows. And that's what we're seeing here. Now the article continues, it says, the premium translates into a $71,150 price tag for Bitcoin. It's compared with the average spot market price of $51,314, calculated in Cointelegraph's price index. The premium is also incomparable to the five next largest premiums globally at present, at 3.24% in South Africa and between 1 and 3% in Argentina, Peru, Malaysia, and Vietnam. So in other words, these people are making a 36% net profit on arbitrage immediately. They can buy the Bitcoin on the world market and then sell it locally in Nigeria for 36% profit. It says, citing the consequences of the central bank ban, Nigeria's Securities and Exchange Commission halted its planned regulatory sandbox for crypto firms last week. Nigeria Senator Sam Musa remarked during a plenary Senate on February 11th that Bitcoin posed a significant threat to the national fiat currency in the area, although other lawmakers countered his argument with an argument in favor of cracking down on rogue actors using crypto rather than preventing citizens from doing great business and benefiting from opportunities in the crypto industry. So you can start to see there that even within the government of Nigeria, some people are trying to take a middle-of-the-road approach to this and say, hey, let's just focus on the bad actors and not worry about people trying to use crypto or Bitcoin for legitimate purposes. The problem with this, though, is that they don't focus on cash the same way, when we all know that cash is still used for more illegal activities than all the cryptocurrencies combined. It's just common sense because there's so much more cash. But the demand for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is becoming so intense right now that it's forcing some of these governments, even though in the face of trying to write legislation to control it, they're starting to find themselves somewhat powerless in the face of the population's demand for cryptocurrency in favor over that of the fiat currency. It's simply a consumer choice. Now it says representatives from one cryptocurrency business in Nigeria declined to comment to Cointelegraph on their premium, citing a sensitive climate following the Central Bank of Nigeria's ban on banking services to crypto firms. Well, this is part of the problem. When with Nigeria, they've written these laws up, so now the people that that war suddenly, in a perfectly legal business, the day before, find themselves in a gray zone, possibly in a black market zone. So as the price of Bitcoin increases in Nigeria, it's going to draw in more players, creating more confusion and an even more valuable black market, almost like a spiraling effect. This is something we're going to keep an eye on. I think Nigeria is going to be a test case for cryptocurrency and how it competes with a weak local fiat currency and a possibly disorganized or weak central government. But right now, Bitcoin in Nigeria at a 36% premium. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News.